In some families, dad stomping around the house, turning off lights, and yelling to no one in particular is legendary.
How many times have I told you to turn off those lights?
Don't burst a blood vessel there, pal. Well, dad might have a point. Matt Grokoff with Greenovation.tv says he's been poking around the Environmental Protection Agency's website and found this.
60% of lighting actually goes to light unoccupied rooms. Hallways, bathrooms, your bedroom. Drive by any neighborhood house at night and you'll see 8 rooms lit. How many of those houses have 8 people in them?
Matt says there's a solution. Motion sensing light switches. They can be set up to turn on when you walk into a room and turn themselves off when you leave, staying on for a minute or 2 or 5 or a half hour, whatever you set it to. There are a lot of different types. Laurie Gross is president of Gross Electric in Ohio and Michigan. They've been selling lights and lamps and switches for 100 years. She says there are light switches that turn on when you enter and off when you leave, others that you have to turn on and they turn off when the room is empty. Different technology works, well, differently. Gross says passive infrared works well for pantries or kitchens because they detect motion.
Then there's ultrasonic, which doesn't need a line of sight. So those are good in public bathrooms where you have doors so that it senses heat. So when you walk in there, it knows you're there and it won't turn off while you're, if you take a little longer than they expect you to take.
And there are switches that use both passive infrared and ultrasonic. Good for big places like office spaces. You can expect to spend $50-$60 or more for a good one, depending on what you want. There are cheaper sensor light switches out there, but in this case, you really do get what you pay for. Now, these switches use a tiny bit of power themselves, so the best place for them is in a room where you might leave the light bulb on and forget about it. Matt tells me the story of forgetting to turn off a light in a garage as he went to vacation. That bulb burned for 2 weeks. A motion-sensing switch makes a lot of sense in a place like that, or in a closet or a room that you don't use a lot. Matt Grokoff and his wife Kelly are working to make their 110-year-old house the oldest net-zero energy home in America, and he says he loves having motion-sensing switches in key areas for convenience as well as for energy savings.
We open the door in the kitchen and come through with loads of groceries, and the light comes on automatically. You don't have to do the elbow dance.
His wife Kelly says for her, it's avoiding a little childhood terror.
I have a little PTSD from when I was younger and my dad was constantly harassing us to turn the lights off. You know, now I know that if I leave the room and I don't turn the light off, it's going to go off eventually instead of, you know, having my dad chase me down and give me some lecture about turning the lights off, saving energy, saving money, blah, blah, blah.
Funny story about that. Kelly's mom, Jane Castleman, was visiting when I was at the couple's house, and she started laughing about Dad lecturing about the lights.
Because in the evening, yours truly would turn all the lights off before going to bed.
Busted. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.